In the Kasai region alone, some 1.4 million people have been forced to flee their homes over the past year. Violence in the area has reached disturbing levels because of a spike in ethnically motivated attacks, according to the UN mission in the country, MONUSCO. One of the displaced, Agnes Lupetu, lost all six of her children in a fire that also destroyed her home. She has visible burn injuries.
My six children were burnt alive in my house. My husband fled, but I do not know if he's dead or alive. I received some traditional treatment for my injuries in Kamonia.
Agnes was lucky to survive with the help of bystanders.
My house was burned down by the militiamen. I do not understand how I was able to escape. I spent 2 days in the bush without treatment. Passers-by found me and took me to Kamonia. To avoid the militiamen, we had to take small roads in the bush. After 2 weeks, we arrived at Kamonia.
Another internally displaced person, Chitita Gode, lost her parents and all her property in the violence. She had to flee her home. She walked in the bush for a week until she met her uncle, who took her to his home.
My parents were murdered in their bed. The militiamen cut up their bodies, covered them in straw, and poured gasoline over them before setting the house on fire. I ran away. Some people were decapitated and dismembered. Many parents were unable to take their children with them.
Chitita started planting after she received a plot of land and vegetable seeds provided by FAO. She's now planting spinach, okra, and eggplants. Despite his own economic problems, Lazar Mashala agreed to host four displaced families. He said he did it out of love for his neighbors. He doesn't want to see people suffer and believes agriculture is essential to rebuild people's livelihoods.
We encourage displaced people to work, so we can improve our production. If someone gives you money today, it will not satisfy all your needs. It is better to have a source of income.
FAO is providing vegetable seeds and hand tools to rapidly boost food production and increase the availability of nutritious foods among displaced and hosting communities. Moise Muhindo is the head of FAO's office in Chikapa.
Mais nous avons des ressources limitées qui ne pouvaient atteindre et servir que 5000 ménages. Actuellement,
we have limited resources enough to support 5000 families. Now, in and around the town, there are 70,000 people in need. That's 12,000 families, so we have a gap of not being able to provide agricultural support to 7,000 families.
Widespread displacement and a steady flow of refugees from neighboring countries are putting a strain on already stretched resources, FAO warns. The alarming spread of fall armyworm infestations is also exacerbating food insecurity. FAO and its partner WFP are calling for an urgent increase in humanitarian aid, as well as seeds and tools so that farmers can plant again and regain their livelihoods. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.